The only debate for Oz and Fetterman. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. U.S. Senate candidates Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Mehmet Oz traded barbs in Pennsylvania Tuesday night in a race that may determine which party controls the Senate. Oz talked about one of his goals if elected.
I want to bring civility, balance, all the things that you want to see because you've been telling it to me on the campaign trail. And by doing that, we can bring us together in a way that has not been done of late. Democrats, Republicans talking to each other.
Fetterman accusing Oz of using his TV show popularity to gain votes.
I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. Here's a man that spent more than $20 million of his own money to try to buy that seat.
The debate on News Nation. Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Republican Tudor Dixon clashing on issues including abortion and guns. During their debate Tuesday night, Tudor raising the issue of what's in school books.
What I've heard from parents across the state is inappropriate content in school libraries. That's the biggest concern that I'm hearing about. And we're talking about sexual content. We're talking about pornography in schools.
Whitmer criticizing Tudor.
Do you really think books are more dangerous than guns? Like, do you really think that books pose a greater danger to our kids than gun violence does?
The debate on Scripps Station WXYZ. President Biden sounding the alarm again about COVID-19 ahead of an expected winter surge.
This is a global health emergency. If we really want to put COVID behind us.
The president, who also received his latest booster in front of a live audience of guests and the press, continued to put pressure on lawmakers to approve funding for developing more treatments and purchasing more vaccines.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Another big fine could be in the offing for the nation's largest utility over a deadly wildfire in California.
California regulators are proposing fining Pacific Gas and Electric $155 million for sparking the Zog fire in 2020. The wildfire destroyed 200 homes and left four people dead. State fire officials say the inferno began when a pine tree in Shasta County fell into a PG&E distribution line. State regulators accused the utility of failing to remove two pine trees it should have cut down, resulting in one falling. PSE&G already faces criminal charges of involuntary manslaughter for the Zog fire. The utility has pleaded not guilty. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
One of Harvey Weinstein's accusers testifies she wanted to destroy herself after the assault. The trial in Los Angeles is the second for Weinstein, who's already serving prison time on a New York conviction.
The prosecution's opening arguments in the sexual assault trial of Harvey Weinstein told the jury that they will hear eight different women tell similar stories about violent encounters with the former movie mogul from 1991 to 2013. The 70-year-old is already serving a 23-year sentence in New York. Weinstein is charged with multiple counts of rape and sexual assault in California, while the defense countered that the incidents either did not happen or were consensual sex that the women redefined in the wake of the hashtag MeToo movement. Weinstein attorney Mark Worksman told jurors that what Weinstein did with the women was considered acceptable transactional behavior in Hollywood. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And exhumations will continue today in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as officials try to identify remains that could be from those killed during the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. Some 19 bodies reburied in other places have been exhumed so far. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.